It's Thursday, May the 7th, 2026. Good morning. The forest is quiet, but the news cycle most certainly isn't. Yesterday, two separate parts of Anthropics Week landed on opposite sides of the same line. On one side, a compute partnership that pulls billions out of XAI's data center inventory. On the other, a Pentagon procurement announcement that pointedly leaves Anthropic out. Add a real long context impossibility theorem out of the archive, and a video generation distillation paper that quietly topped 100 upvotes overnight, and you have today's four stories. Settle in. First up, Anthropic ran its second annual Code with Claude Developer Conference on Tuesday, and the cycle was dominated less by any new model release than by a surprise compute partnership. Anthropic is taking over essentially the full capacity of XAI's Colossus One data center in Memphis through a SpaceX-mediated arrangement, with Claude inference workloads beginning to ramp on the cluster within days. The numbers being floated put the deal at roughly 300 megawatts and around $5 billion per year, large enough that XAI now functionally operates as a neocloud for Anthropic, since Musk's team had already moved primary training to the newer Colossus 2 facility and did not need both. Anthropic CTO Tom Brown and product lead Amol Avasare confirmed the operational details on stage and on the record. Claude Code's 5-hour rate limits double for Pro, Max, Team, and seat-based enterprise customers. Peak hours throttling is removed for Pro and Max. Opus API rate limits go up substantially. The product news was lighter than some attendees expected. No new model on stage, with Anthropic explicitly framing the day as one about making existing products work better rather than another capability jump. The headline launches were three additions to Claude Managed Agents, multi-agent orchestration that lets a single task be decomposed across a fleet of specialized agents, a commander, detector, and navigator demo built around landing a hypothetical drone on the moon was the keynote example. Outcomes, a Ralph Loop-style mechanism where developers specify what success looks like and Claude iterates against that target. And dreaming, a research preview where Claude inspects its previous sessions overnight and writes new memory artifacts capturing what it missed. Multi-agent orchestration and outcomes shipped to public beta. Dreaming is access gated. Three threads dominated the discussion outside the keynote: that the compute deal landed as a frank acknowledgement that Anthropic's growth had outrun its cluster, with archive volume up 17 times year over year on the platform. That, observers noted, Musk signed off the same week his lawsuit against OpenAI is in trial, and Anthropic's revenue is reportedly running on something like an 8,000% annualized growth rate, and that the managed agent features prompted a debate about whether memory style features and outcome style scoring rubrics are real product differentiation or harness commodities every agent platform will ship within a quarter. Moving on to our second story, and this is the other half of Anthropic's week, the Pentagon announced agreements with 8 commercial AI vendors: Amazon Web Services, Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, SpaceX, NVIDIA, Reflection, a NVIDIA-backed startup, and, added hours later, Oracle, to deploy their models on Department of Defense networks, classified Impact Level 6, which is secret, and Impact Level 7, the most highly classified systems. The vehicles are a mix of new and existing contracts. The operational claim is that this clearance is the formal next step beyond the GenAI.mil unclassified rollout from December 2025. And represents what Secretary Pete Hegseth's office calls the move toward an AI-first fighting force across both classified levels. Now, the conspicuous absence is Anthropic. Claude was already in use on classified networks via Palantir's Maven toolkit, but the administration has been trying to ban Anthropic from government work, a fight that has produced a brace of active lawsuits. And the 8-firm announcement formalizes that policy at the contract level. Pentagon CTO Emil Michael, the Undersecretary for Research and Engineering, took a thinly veiled shot at Anthropic on CNBC the same morning, saying it is irresponsible to be reliant on any one partner, and that one partner didn't really want to work with us in the way we wanted to work with them. Separately and importantly, Breaking Defense reports the National Security Agency is reportedly using Anthropic's Mythos model, a not yet publicly released system said to have significant cyber warfare capabilities, which suggests the Anthropic versus Department of Defense fight is more nuanced than the public clearance list shows. The Pentagon announcement did not specify deployment dates or contract values for the eight firms. Read alongside the Anthropic Colossus story we just discussed, the picture is of two parallel storylines unfolding the same week. Anthropic is racing to expand commercial compute and product reach via SpaceX and xAI, just as the federal AI procurement track is reorganizing around its absence. The eight-firm clearance also reshuffles the AI vendor leaderboard in defense. Reflection is the surprise inclusion, while OpenAI and SpaceX both being on the list is the structural news for anyone tracking the Musk-Altman trial and the broader big tech defense alignment. Third up, and we go from procurement maneuvering to architecture theory. A new paper out of the Archives Computation and Language feed proves what its title promises: an impossibility triangle governing every architecture used for long sequence modeling, transformers, state space models, linear recurrent networks, and the various hybrids, establishing that no model can simultaneously achieve all three of efficiency, defined as per-step compute independent of sequence length, compactness, defined as state size independent of sequence length, and recall, the ability to retrieve a number of historical key-value pairs that grows linearly with the sequence. The authors set up an online sequence processor abstraction that subsumes the major families and use information theoretic tools, specifically the data processing inequality and Fano's inequality, to show that any model satisfying efficiency and compactness can recall at most a polynomially bounded function of model dimension, divided by the log of the vocabulary key-value pairs from a sequence of arbitrary length. This is significant because the field has spent 2 years assuming the Mamba versus Transformer debate was empirical, with hybrid stacks and selective state updates positioned as the path that captured the best of both. The impossibility triangle reframes the debate as a fundamental trade space. A state space model with bounded state size cannot recall more than a constant number of facts from an unbounded prefix. A linear attention variant with constant per-step compute pays the same price. Only architectures that drop one of the three corners, sliding window attention, retrieval augmented stacks that lift state outside the model, or quadratic full attention, can cover the full recall regime. The authors instantiate the bound on three concrete tasks: synthetic key-value recall, multi-hop question answering, and a long document summarization eval, and show empirical recall ceilings that match the theoretical curves within a factor of two, including for Mamba, 2, Griffin, and several hybrid stacks. The paper's most useful contribution beyond the proof itself is the constructive corollary. The bound is sharp only when state size and per-step compute are both held constant. Designs that allow state to grow logarithmically or sublinearly with the sequence, paged state hybrids, retrieval augmented recurrent networks, or attention with input dependent sparsity patterns, can in principle recover more recall than the static state baselines while still beating quadratic compute. So the proof points toward where to look for the next generation of long context architectures, not just where not to look. And for our fourth and final story today, we turn to streaming video generation. Stream R1 sat at 100 upvotes on Hugging Face Daily Papers as the highest rated paper of the day. The contribution, distribution matching distillation, the de facto path to making streaming autoregressive video diffusion models practical, treats every rollout, frame, and pixel as equally reliable supervision, to break capping distilled quality. The authors identify two complementary axes of variance the standard objective overlooks: interreliability across student rollouts whose supervision varies in reliability, and intraperplexity across spatial regions and temporal frames that contribute unequally to where quality can still be improved. So Stream R1 adaptively reweights the distillation objective at both rollout and spatio-temporal element levels, through a single, shared reward-guided mechanism, exponentially rescaling each rollout's loss by a pre-trained reward signal at the inter-reliability level, and within each rollout, reweighting per pixel, per frame contributions by the perplexity signal, reported gains, substantial quality improvements on Frechet video distance, and human preference evaluations over standard distribution, matching distillation, across multiple base diffusion video models. Notable in context, the same research thread published a companion paper, Stream T1, this week, which tackles the same streaming video regime from the opposite side, adding test time scaling rather than modifying training time distillation. Stream R1 and Stream T1 together represent a coordinated push to make streaming generation the dominant paradigm for video synthesis, and they sit alongside the steady stream of physics-grounded 3D and 4D papers we've been seeing on the archive, PhysForge, DOPSD, AAS3D. The video and 3D generative media research thread is having one of its most concentrated weeks in months. So that's the day. Compute deals, classified network procurement reshuffles, an architectural impossibility theorem, and a video generation distillation breakthrough. The through line, if you squint, is that the binding constraints on the next year of AI progress are neither algorithms nor capability anymore. Their substrate, sovereignty, and structure, Anthropic's solution to the substrate problem is to lease another lab's data center for billions a year. The Pentagon's answer to the sovereignty problem is to spread classified AI work across 8 vendors so no one of them can hold the department hostage. The impossibility triangle says, with mathematical certainty, that whatever architecture wins the long context race is going to have to give up something. There's no free lunch waiting, and Stream R1 quietly suggests that the gains still to be wrung out of distillation, even on a relatively mature diffusion stack, are not trivial. There's a great deal more in the full digest if you want to keep reading. 64 items today, 12 of them expanded to long form, including the Army's AI cyber war game, Design Conductor 2.0, building an inference accelerator from scratch in 80 hours, and the rest of the week's archive cluster on autonomous research, dexterous robotics, and physics-grounded 3D generation. I'll be back tomorrow with whatever the day brings. Until then, keep reading papers. For a decent. Once he booked her.